USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No.
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A check now on your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the Nasdaq down almost 18, and the S&P 500 off almost 11 points. Turning now to politics in 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president, and instead he will focus his energy on redistricting. But there are plenty of Democrats running: Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with the latest person on the left getting into the race.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has announced he's running for president. He becomes the second governor to jump into the ever-increasing Democratic 2020 contest. He put out a video to kick off his candidacy.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper will kick off his campaign in person at a rally on Thursday evening in Denver.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA News for your health. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. Scheduled to testify, a teenager from the state of Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.